Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. You can also just do a search for The Best Hour there, or you can look for our website for our spiritual community, True Thought Spiritual Community at truthought.org. That's truthought.org. And I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to have you here in this episode with me. Thank you for being here.
I love it, my beloved T.
Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 97, I Am Spirit. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. I am spirit. Today's idea identifies you with your one self. It accepts no split identity, nor tries to weave opposing factors into unity. It simply states the truth. Practice this truth today as often as you can, for it will bring your mind from conflict to the quiet fields of peace. No chill of fear can enter, for your mind has been absolved from madness, letting go illusions of a split identity.
We state again the truth about your true self, the Holy Son of God, who rests in you, whose mind has been restored to sanity. You are the Spirit, lovingly endowed with all your Father's love and peace and joy. You are the Spirit which completes Himself and shares God's function as Creator. God is with you always, as you are with God.
Today we try to bring reality still closer to your mind. Each time you practice, awareness is brought a little nearer, at least sometimes 1,000 years or more are saved. The minutes which you give are multiplied over and over, for the miracle makes use of time, but is not ruled by it. Salvation is a miracle, the first and last. The first that is the last, for it is one.
You are the Spirit in whose mind abides the miracle in which all time stands still. The miracle in which a minute spent in using these ideas become a time which has no length and which has no end. Give then these minutes willingly and count on Him who promised to lay timelessness beside them. He will offer all His strength to every little effort which you make.
Give Him the minutes which He needs today to help you understand with Him you are the Spirit that abides in Him and which calls through His voice to every living thing, offers His sight to everyone who asks, replaces error with simple truth.
The Holy Spirit will be glad to take 5 minutes of each hour from your hands and carry them around this aching world where pain and misery appear to rule. He will not overlook one open mind that will accept the healing gift they bring, and He will lay them everywhere. He knows they will be welcome, and they will increase in healing power each time someone accepts them as His thoughts and uses them to heal.
Thus will your gift to Him be multiplied 1,000-fold and tens of thousands more. And when it is returned to you, it will surpass in might the little gift you gave, as much as does the radiance of the sun outshine the tiny gleam a firefly makes an uncertain moment and goes out. Yet will the steady brilliance of this light remain and lead you out of darkness, nor will you be able to forget the way again.
Begin these happy exercises with the words the Holy Spirit speaks to you and let them echo round the world through Him. Spirit am I, a holy Son of God, free of all limits, safe and healed and whole, free to forgive and free to save the world.
Expressed through you, the Holy Spirit will accept this gift which you received of Him, increase its power and give it back to you.
Offer each practice period today gladly to Him and he will speak to you, reminding you that you are spirit, one with him and God, your brothers and yourself. Listen for his assurance every time you speak the words he offers you today, and let him tell your mind that they are true.
Use them against temptation and escape its sorry consequences if you yield to the belief that you are something else. The Holy Spirit gives you peace today. Receive his words and offer them to him. I am spirit. And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath together. So this brings us back to the shift of perception that underlies the entire teaching of A Course in Miracles, I am spirit. And the shift of perception is the miracle, sudden shift of perception out of the illusion of being in form, being in body. Not that we can't be the presence of that spirit in form and body. That's the gift we bring to the world. And that's what this lesson calls us to do. The sudden shift of perception is to join in union and relationship with spirit. To move away from the chill of fear and madness and letting go of illusions of a split identity. This is the unification of self, the resolution that we make to join with spirit. And give ourselves over to that voice that lives within our heart, closer than our breath. A journey without distance to a goal that's never changed. I am spirit. This idea identifies us with our one self. You are the spirit in whose mind abides the miracle in which all time stands still. The holy instant is not an instant in time. You see, we've talked about this before, but it's an instant in eternity. It's just the instant everlasting that we turn away from time, that we turn within instead of giving our attention without letting go of all of the craziness of the world, the ideas of the world that we've learned, and turn within and to discover our true self. And so in the Gospel of Thomas, the gospel that was hidden for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years was discovered, I think it was just in this last century. And in that, it was Thomas that was just recording what Jesus was saying without embellishing it or adding to it. Not that that wasn't done after he recorded that, but it's pretty clean. And at one point that the disciples are asking him, he said, you know, okay, he's talking to them about the end. They say, well, okay, well, when will we be at the end? When will we know that we're at the end? And he said, oh, you're at the beginning then? So we simply are returning like we do every night. We go to sleep and we return back to the awakened mind. We believe we're somewhere that we're not for hours and hours. Every day, but we return to this, what we believe to be our dimensional reality in the form, we return back to the beginning before we fell asleep. And that's, I believe, what this is simply referring to is returning back to the beginning before we chose to split off our awareness and be joined in union and relationship with love itself, the source of all that is, the all in all, the all of all, love, God, universal energy, source, love. I am spirit, holy and divine.
And so taking a breath. I am spirit, holy and divine. I am spirit, unlimited and free. I am spirit, healed and whole, and loving and lovable forever. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am free to forgive. I am free to save the world. In the beginning, God, and the Word was with God. We are the Word of God in extension and expression, it in us, us in it. And that is the beginning and the end. That is the Alpha and the Omega, world without end. And so this is our return home to our divine identity. This is into thy presence I enter now, into thy hands I commend my spirit, into thine hands I commend my thought system, into thine hands I commend every aspect of life, that I may be one with God and one with every aspect of creation, because I am, O Holy Son, daughter of God itself, as are you and you and you. And so this is the great game changer, the great time saver to continuously offer to Spirit, Holy Spirit, this practice this day. That as we do so, we have invoked this presence, nothing more than our right mind, to remind us, to keep us on track throughout the day, to speak the words that only can be the thought of God as us, is us, and to allow that to be our focus, our attention this day. I am spirit. Spirit am I, a holy child of God, free of all limits, safe and healed and whole, free to forgive and free to save the world. And the thing is that salvation is also the Alpha and the Omega. It's the beginning and the end. It's already accomplished, and we are already home. And when we remember our divine identity, we're really remembering that God and I are one. And when we get that, Brother T, beloved T, has taught, we get our identity back. This is the discover you part of this. This is all the learning that we have done gives way to the discovery of what? It gives discovery to our divine identity. And from here, then, we're free to create. We've thought we've been creative, but look out, aligned in this way, we, and this is from, I believe, yesterday's lesson or 2 days ago, lesson 95, where our one self, one with Creator, with one goal, to bring awareness of this oneness to all minds, that true creation may extend the allness and the unity of God. When we align and step into our unified thought system, unifying our thought system, the thought system of love, then we join this great crusade in which our one goal is to bring awareness of this oneness to all minds, that true creation may extend the allness of the unity of God. This is the unified thought system. This is the unified field in which we enter now. I am spirit.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for continuing to journey with us through this coursework. You are dearly loved. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns.